Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Your Friday edition of the good, the bad, the dumb with the NBA playoffs starting this weekend with Major League Baseball, the Rays are 13-0. The NFL draft is 2 weeks away. What else could be good? Well, let's get it. The good of the day here on Friday.
Well, I'll be quite honest with you. Many people across this great country won't find this good.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Some people will, though.
I kind of do. I think you will, especially the great people of New York.
Okay.
New York City. Because in New York City, these teams are putting back, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. And that's for the first time since 1994, 29 years ago, Tony.
Wow.
The Knicks, Nets, Islanders, and Rangers are all in the playoffs
at the same time. Well done. Yeah, it took a while, but we got them all in the playoffs.
It seems kind of strange, though, to say that. It's nearly 30 years for those four teams to be in the playoffs at the same time.
Which one is the biggest culprit? Is it the Knicks?
I would say the Knicks have made the
playoffs with Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Nets weren't good then.
No, the Nets weren't that good.
I mean, for me, honestly, this season, it's the Nets the Nets are the surprising one. No, the Islanders have been there.
They've been good.
Didn't they have a Stanley Cup run?
In the playoffs almost every year. The Rangers were just in the Stanley Cup finals.
Okay, no, it was the Rangers I was thinking about.
Yeah, no, the Rangers, they've been really good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. It might be the Knicks. Like, the Knicks might have been the one that spoiled the party, because while they'll go every now and then, they weren't a consistent presence in the playoffs.
No, but I mean, I think it was the Nets early on, and then the Nets kind of gave way to, you know, the Knicks being terrible and the Nets being good. I think it was those two teams at the same time couldn't keep it straight.
Well done, hockey, basketball teams in New York.
Yeah.
In the greater New York City area.
For the first time ever, or not ever, but first time in 30 years.
I need a hockey guy to come on and, well, I wouldn't
we're
ask going, him this
we're
on
going
the show.
To. We're going to do that.
I won't ask him this on the show, though, because I think it would be a question that would divert from what I would want, which is NHL. But I heard rumors that the Islanders were leaving Nassau Coliseum on the island to go to Brooklyn. They were going to be part of, like, the Brooklyn Nets, Islanders, Barclays Center thing, right? There was all this. There was even a logo, like Brooklyn Hockey, Brooklyn. But they never did. They stayed on the island, I think. I think they did some of their games in Brooklyn, but now I don't think they do them at all. I think they might. I don't follow it enough, but I remember hearing that it was going to be like the Knicks and Rangers, Islanders and Nets over in Brooklyn. But I don't think that came to fruition. But hey, good for New York. Good for the people of New York. And that, you know what? That's a lot of back page sports. That's a lot of following sports. I mean, I think we're a far cry from the, like, 1994 when the Rangers and the Knicks were both competing in the championships.
Right.
And that city was on fire for both teams, especially the Rangers with Mark Messier guaranteeing victories and John Starks clanging it every time he had the ball against the Rockets in Game 7. So, yeah, we're a far cry from that, but we're at least, you know.
But is that 94 NBA Finals more known for something else?
Yeah, the non-Michael Jordan in there?
Well, no, I was going to say O.J.
Simpson. Yeah, I'm sorry.
O.J. Simpson, the high-speed chase.
Exactly.
I know.
Yeah. Clang, clang, clang went the title. I will never forget that headline by the New York Post or the Daily News. I can't remember which one. Just showed a picture of John Starks. John Starks shot.
I think it's the Post. Post probably had it, yeah. They usually had the good headline, the colorful.
Clang, clang, went the title. God, just a picture of John Starks. I forget what his stats were at the end of that game, but bang, blang, 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 nothing. I remember arguing with a friend of mine. My friend said, man, we were young, you know, because I was right out of college. And you were like, shooter's got to shoot. I'm like, not if you keep missing all night. You have to pass the ball. There's got to be a point where you go, you know what? I don't have it this evening. So you might have it. So I'm going to give the ball to you. I can't seem to make a shot. All right. What is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. I think we all can relate to this. I found it funny.
Okay.
Because the wheel on Wheel of Fortune.
Yes.
Did not like one of the contestants. Really hated one of the contestants. This guy named Justin, who is a school principal from Kansas City. You ready to hear his spins in order?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Spin number one, bankrupt. Spin number two, bankrupt. Spin number three, lose a turn. Spin number four, bankrupt. Spin number five, lose a turn. Then it came to the final, you know, you could do the final spin. You know, it's a triple toss-up or whatever. So the final spin of the game and whatever money, they add more money to it, and that's it. That's all you get to play for, right?
Right.
There's no more spinning. So they had him spin it. His first spin was bankrupt.
Oh, my God.
And Pat Sajak's like, do you want to just spin it again and see what happens? And he spun it again. He finally landed on a dollar amount.
Oh, thank God.
But it just... I feel horrible. Bad. I mean, the guy never really got a chance to play.
How hard is it to get on these game shows? It's virtually impossible to get on these game shows. And when you do, that's what you, the fates have given you?
And it wasn't like, I mean, it wasn't, I mean, he's just, you know, he's putting his hand down there, giving the wheel a tug. I mean, there was nothing, I mean, it wasn't like, you can't try to get a bankrupt or lose a turn. Especially seven times in a row to not hit a dollar amount of any kind whatsoever.
I would love to spin that wheel in some capacity. I'd love to.
Yeah.
I always want to know
two wheels. That one, and I would love to spin the Price is Right wheel.
I want to know how heavy it is. The Wheel of Fortune, they always look like they're really giving it gusto. Like they really are whipping that thing as hard as they can. And I'm thinking, I don't know if it's that heavy. It doesn't seem like it would be. Like, you would make it that...
Well, and I think the same with The Price is Right, because if you ever have, like, a short person, like, I'm not trying to be sexist or anything, but it was like, a lot of times it's a short female who jumps up to grab the wheel.
To grab the wheel. You know what? Can I just throw this out there for Michael, because Michael's our engineering guy that helps us with engineering. I would assume... The wheel on The Price is Right is easier to spin based on gravity.
Yes,
right. Where like once you get the momentum, like you get it down, the wheel just rotates with gravity. But the wheel that's flat on the ground, that's got to be harder to spin it around.
Right. No, I agree.
You know what I mean? But Michael, if you are listening, you want to help us out with the physics of that. I'm sure we're right, but we might not be. But I would love to take a, even not even on the show. Like if they said, hey, you want to take a tour of the set and spin the wheel? Yes.
Yes, I would.
Let me spin that wheel. Let me just get a Wheel of Fortune wheel.
Yeah.
All right. What's
do
the
they add the clapping laugh clapping track in the background?
I want the noise though.
I want the clapping.
Hey, 500. What's the dumb?
The guy bankrupt.
bankrupt. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is it's a more relatable story of the year, Tony, because I know you probably came close to this from time to time, but two people ended up in the hospital. Due to a long game of Monopoly, because the game of Monopoly broke out into a sword fight.
It broke out into a sword fight?
Sword fight. So, as one can imagine, when you're playing Monopoly, I don't know what time the game started, but around 5 a.m. in the morning, a sword fight broke out. This took place in Brussels, Belgium.
So, they got in an argument?
Probably over, who knows? I mean, if you try to figure out an argument in Monopoly, like where an argument started, it was probably because you were playing Monopoly in the first place.
There was, in my... life as a dad, there was nothing worse than when my son wanted to play Monopoly.
Right.
I would play anything else.
Oh, we'll say no.
He jokes about it to this day as an obnoxious 21-year-old. Like, hey, remember when we used to play Monopoly and I used to go on for hours? Uh-huh, I do.
Yeah.
I remember being in that sitting at a table going, Park Place, who's got it? New York Avenue, has anybody got it? I'll buy it. Just forever and ever and ever and ever. Yeah. Nobody really likes playing it, but everybody plays it. It's a weird thing.
No,
I never met anybody who says, oh, I love Monopoly.
See,
I will say this. Playing it.
We had a Star Wars Monopoly game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right? And I honestly don't know if I read the rules correctly, but I think I did. And we... ended those games all the time. They put a clause in there, something in there where you can end it. Once all the properties were bought, you're pretty much done.
Yeah, right.
You know, regular Monopoly feels like you just keep going until you literally bankrupt somebody else.
Look, and I love playing Clue. Like, I love Clue. Clue, I love it. I love the detective game. I love other games.
Yeah.
When my son would go, Monopoly, I'd go, oh, God, please. And we did everything. We did all sorts of additions. We did the one where it had the credit card. You know, we've had all those versions. And they all stink. They're all long and boring. But I did it.
There's a version where cheaters win.
Yeah, I would say to him, set it up and then let me know when it's set up. Like you put out the money to everybody and I'll go and land.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
But it's
surprising.
It's a relatable thing.
It is.
That
you're
a Monopoly
right.
game had ended in a sword fight.
100%. 100%. We'll continue with Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.